Hi, I'm Kira from Katona, New York.
I'm Philip from Brooklyn.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like you and me.
If you'd like to support the show like I did, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. Hey pals, it's Jesse. Welcome to The Sound of Young America. In just a second, we'll have some comedy from Donald Glover. But first, let me remind you that with today's podcast, we begin the 2010 Max Fun Drive. Once a year or so, we ask you, yes, you the listener with the headphones on right now, to support what we do with a donation. We only do it once a year. We barely ever bother you besides that, but we do need your help and support. Whether you can give $2 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, if you want to join Jordan's Platinum Angels at $200 a month, we'd love to have your support. You can visit MaximumFun.org/donate to give. Once Don is finished making you laugh, I'll chime back in to let you know about some of the cool stuff you can get if you donate. But now let's go to the stage of Art Share in Los Angeles and some stand-up comedy from Donald Glover.
Hey, guys. I just moved out here from, I guess, New York a while ago now. But when I did it, it was a really hard time for me because it was a big transition. But also, like, I had just, like, I was having a lot of girl problems, and I just always had problems with girls and stuff like that. I learned a lot in the relationship I had, which was really good. It's like, one thing I learned is, if a conversation starts with, what did you mean by that, it's not going to end with, oh, now I know what you mean by that. Let's go to GameStop. That was, like, the big thing I learned. I mean, like, because, like, there's a lot of things that go on with, like, girls that I just don't get. Like, I remember, like, dudes, and tell me the truth, because this happened to me a lot. You're sleeping in the bed, and you're with your girl, and you're very happy because you're both sleeping, and she's warm, and you're there, and then all of a sudden, you just hear the poof, you're like, ow! And she's like, I just had a dream where you were sleeping with another woman. And you're kind of like, so? And she's like, explain yourself. Now, anybody else, like any other person in the whole world, if you met them and they did that, you'd be like, oh, that person has mild schizophrenia. I should stay away from them. But she's your girl and you love her, so you're like, oh, you know me. That's all you can say. And that's ridiculous. Like, a dude couldn't do that. Like, dude, if your friend came up to you and did that, you say it was crazy. If he came up to you and was like, hey, man, I had a dream where you were mean to me. You stepped on my foot and you ain't say shit. Also, you were holding a baby. And the baby had a very old face. And my feet were heavy and my teeth fell out. And my father was there. I did not see him, but I knew he was there. Watch your ass. It seems like craziness. Once the breakup happened and I was talking to other girls, talked to them about it, and it made me think. I was like, every dude in this room has a crazy girl story. Like, every dude in this room has a crazy. It's like, oh, remember Christine? Christine was crazy, right? She came and knocked on my door, and she was wearing lingerie. She was like, where that other girl? I was like, what's wrong with you, Christine? Christine was crazy, right? Christine was crazy. Oh, memories. And I was like, why don't women have crazy dude stories? I never really hear a lot of crazy dude stories from women. And I thought about it for a long time, and I was like, oh, it's because if you got a crazy boyfriend, you gonna die. Just something about men. The second they realize they're crazy, it's like, time to kill everything I love. It's all coming with me. Time to kill it all. Like, it's something about men. And you can hear a crazy, like, man, like, a crazy dude story. Like, I've heard a few, but they're not fun, like, crazy women stories at all. Like, it's like, I remember China. China was so crazy. Remember him? He used to come over and just shoot my dog. He was dead the first time, but he kept shooting it. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And then I moved to Florida, and he found me. And now I'm in this wheelchair. I love that one. That one always gets like a little like, oh, for the, like, oh, poor made-up lady. Oh, that lady down on made-up can't get up pretend steps because she's in a pretend wheelchair. I remember I grew up with like, you know, like I grew up in a, I'm not a foster child per se, but my mom and dad, like they were foster parents, and we had a lot of foster kids. We have adopted kids too. My mom ran a daycare. So there was like 13 kids in the house usually, like at any given point, crying, pooping, screaming, kicking in a wall, doing whatever. It was really insane. And it made me realize just like kids are really emotional, like they're really emotional beings. Remember when the lights would go out in school? You remember like when it just be like boom, and kids be like ah! And just like run around and kick over things and just like punch and stuff, like, and it's not even dark. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Light is shining through the window. It's not a big deal, but kids are like punching other kids and screaming and pulling their hair out and spitting just because the lights went out. It's like, it's insanity. It's like, remember, like, same thing would happen when there was a fire drill and the principal would come on and tell you there was going to be a fire drill. He'd be like, in 2 minutes, it's going to be a fire drill. And there was just screaming and spitting and blowing and all this. It was crazy. It was insanity. We had a teacher named Mr. Brown. Right? I remember this. We had a teacher named Mr. Brown. And he was writing something on the board, right? And he farted. And you would have thought kids had seen the face of God. Kids weren't even laughing. They literally just stood up like, ah, ah, and they're just like screaming. Like their face couldn't, they were like, oh, teacher farted, too funny. Like they were just couldn't hold it in. Like kids had to get carted out of the rooms to the nurse's office. Kids are crying in the hallways. They're like, oh, this is our 9/11. And it was. It was their 9/11, because they never thought anything like that could ever happen. Ever. Like, kids are in the hallways giving interviews, like, oh my God, I remember, because I was talking to Bertram Harris, and he said if my hand was bigger than my face, then I had AIDS. So I put my hand in front of my face, and he slammed it. It was a very funny joke. But then all of a sudden, I heard this sound from the front of the room, and it was Mr. Brown. And then Johnny C. Wright stood up and said, Mr. Brown, Brown did prance. And that was even funnier. My heart goes out to the children of the students who smelled the fart, because that's even funnier than hearing it. I was the only, like, black kid, like, at my school for a long time. Like, it was weird. I grew up, like, I went to inner city school in Atlanta. I was like a bunch of black kids, and I was a nerd, so I got picked on a whole bunch. Then I went to a white school, and then I went to another black school, and then I went to NYU. And NYU's like a Jurassic 5 concert. It's like, there's supposed to be black people there, but they're not, you know? They're just not there. So I've had a very mixed life, and I'm a big nerd, you know, like I'm a big, big old nerd, and like I just, like, you know, listening to NPR, all that kind of stuff, and it's just like it was hard because I could never live up to what I was supposed to be, which was like the cool black kid. I remember I was like the first black kid at my school, and I was walking in, and the white kids were super excited. They're like, "Oh, we got a black kid! This is awesome! Hey, man, what kind of sneakers you into, and what kind of rap music you listening to?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't really enjoy rap music. I really like the soulful stylings of the Cranberries. We can talk about that. Do you have to let it linger?" They were like, "Nah, man, you like sneakers and you like rap music. You can tell us which ones you like." I was like, "Oh, you're hurting me, Steven, you know?" And it was rough, you know? And you could, like, it was just really rough. Like, I tried to live up to it and I just couldn't do it. But now, like, there's a lot of mixed stuff that's going on with us. So, like, I remember I couldn't say the N-word. Like, I wasn't allowed to say the N-word at all. Like, my parents wouldn't let me say it. So around, like, junior year, I said, like, oh, I'm old enough, I'm going to start using it. By that point, you don't really have your N-word motor skills. They're not developed. So it didn't sound right in my mouth. Like, people would just be like, hey, what's up, man? I'd be like, hey, what's up? And they'd be like, hey, man, I know you're black, but it's that hard R, man. You know, and you really don't say it, but like there's some black people who can't say the N-word. Like, it's just, it's true. Like, there's some black people who just can't do it. Like, can you imagine Seal saying the N-word? No, right? It'd be weird. You can't have Seal up there. It's just like, you know, there is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain the light on the dark side of me, nigga. Like, it's just like... all wrong. You can't have Obama like giving like a State of the Union address or like a press conference of any sort and just have it turn into Def Comedy Jam. It would be wrong. You can't have him there just like, as we stand here today, there are still some Americans who don't believe I have their best interests at heart. And I'd like to put those to rest today. But before I do that, I'd like to talk about how niggers be tripping. Because they do, right? They do. Especially when bitches be around. Because bitches be wanting to go to the Cheesecake Factory. And they be getting their cheesecake with blueberries, strawberries, and caramels. You'd be like, bitch, that is expensive. Thank you, good night. You can't have that. It'd be bad. I used to, because I wasn't allowed to say that, where I was really in love with, like, Chris Rock. So I used to do his bits all the time for, like, my brothers and sisters and my dad. But, like, I wasn't allowed to say the N-word. And he has a famous bit called, like, N-words versus black people. And I love that bit. But I wasn't allowed to do it. So I would just do the bit. I would just do the bit black people versus vampires instead. And I just like walking to do this thing. I'd be like, there's two camps going on. There's black people and vampires. Vampires got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant ass vampires got to ruin it for everyone. Can't keep a blood bank open. Grand opening, grand closing. You want to know the worst thing about vampires? The worst thing about vampires can't be in the sun, boy. You can't take no vampire friend to the beach. Might explain why I was a nerd. Didn't have a lot of friends. But one thing about it is like, now that like I'm older, it's just like I realize like you need like black friends. Like not because I love my white friends. It's great. Like I think like you just have a mixed group of friends. Not like you should, because like expands your horizons for like whatever you want to do. But like, I feel like it's just like it's important that like, because like a lot of my white friends don't really understand what I can, what I can't do. Like, it's just like I remember like one time, I'm from Atlanta, so we were like walking down the street and we're all drunk and I'm the only black dude, and all my white dude friends, we're all drunk and walking down the street, and we see this white lady and she's like chilling out in the pool. She's like kind of sleeping, but just in her pool. And my drunk friend is like, hey. Let's take off all our clothes and jump in the pool as a scarer. And then and all my friends were like, yeah, that's so funny. And I just backed the fuck off. I was like, I'm not going to jail. Like, he's like, let's be honest. Like, the worst thing that can happen to, like, five white teenagers that jump into a pool, like, they jump in the pool. She goes, what's going on? Her husband comes. I was like, hey, get the hell out of my pool. He's like, we're going to live forever. It's like a fun story to tell. It's like a fun story to tell, right? Can you imagine 5'6" black teenagers running naked towards a white lady? Like, we gonna live forever. Like, that's a white person's apocalypse. Like, I want to have cool stories. That would be cool to have. Like, I want to have cool stories. It'd be cool to, like, tell a cool story. Like, every time I come to work, like, my white friends have the awesomest stories. They're just like, oh, where were you, man? We got high in Jason's basement. And he said, you know, forget, let's just break in the National History Museum, right? So we did, but there was a guard dog. But Jason's dad knows this thing, so the guard dog became our friend. then we went to the Egyptian wing, right? And we broke open our sarcophagus, and we used the mummy's skull as a bong, man. We got high out of Pharaoh Khufu's skull, man. Where the hell were you? There's no black story like that. Like, a good black story ends with, and then they let us off with a warning. That's why there won't be, like, a black version of, like, the movie Road Trip, because it'd be, like, 5 minutes long. just be like, Seattle, here we come. It's like, ah! Is there a problem, officer? Credits. You guys have been great. Thanks, guys.
Donald Glover is one of the stars of NBC's Community, as well as a member of the sketch comedy group Derek Comedy. You can check out their awesome, very funny, hilarious new movie, Mystery Team, on DVD May 25th. Now, as promised, the stuff you can get if you pledge to support The Sound of Young America and MaximumFun.org. Every donor will get a Maximum Fun kit that includes a Maximum Fun Club membership card and some stickers. If you give $5 a month, we'll give you the brand new Sound of Young America Live in New York City DVD. This features our live show recorded last year in New York with Andrew W.K. and Kumail Nanjiani and Scott Adsit from 30 Rock and Nellie Mackay and the music video director Rick Cordero. It was a really amazing and wonderful experience. It also includes several hours of bonus footage, including interviews with folks like David Gordon Green, who we interviewed at South by Southwest, and Kevin Kline, who we interviewed at Sundance. It's even got some comedy content for me and Jordan, the team behind Jordan Jesse Go. If you give $10 a month, you'll get that, plus a t-shirt. We've got a brand new Sound of Young America t-shirt, a brand new Jordan Jesse Go t-shirt, and a brand new Stop Podcasting Yourself t-shirt. So there are lots of options to choose from. If you give us $20 a month, that's a sustaining membership, and you'll get one of those things, plus something from our amazing prize pool. Lots of publishers and record labels and so on have sent us amazing stuff to give to you out of the kindness of their hearts. There's all kinds of things. You can check out a full list at MaximumFun.org, and you will get one of them if you give us $20 a month. And of course, if you really step up and you become one of Jesse's Golden Eagles at $100 a month, we will give you all of those things, each and every one of those things. Plus, you can come to the Max Fun Dinner, which is held the night before Max FunCon. It'll be in June of 2011. You can have dinner with me and all of the Maximum Fun folks who are there. Or you can just have lunch with me the next time you're in Los Angeles. And if you give $200 a month, the Jordan's Platinum Angels level, you can get all of those things plus a free registration to the 2011 Max FunCon. So, that's a lot of free stuff, right? We're really bribing the heck out of you. And you know what? We already gave you a year's worth of entertainment, or in some of your cases, several years worth of entertainment. We'd love your support. Visit MaximumFun.org/donate to support us today. MaximumFun.org/donate. No excuses. Do it now. Thank you very much for your time. Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by the Calgary Folk Festival. 4 days of musical concerts and collaborations in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. 68 artists perform in an urban park July 22nd through 25th, including the Avett Brothers, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, and Roberta Flack. More information online at calgaryfolkfest.com. By Humber College, offering a 2-year program dedicated to comedy. Students learn stand-up, improv, acting, and writing skills and perform in the heart of Toronto. At Humber, we make funny people funnier. More information at humbercomedy.com. And by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.